Anyway, let us now listen to God's holy word. The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. King Agrippa and Bernice arrived in Caesarea on a visit to Festus. Since they spent several days there, Festus referred Paul's case to the king, saying, "There is a man here left in custody by Felix. While I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and demanded his condemnation. I answered them that it was not Roman practice to hand over an accused person before he faced his accusers and had the opportunity to defend himself against their charge. So they came together, and I made no delay. The next day I took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought in. His accusers stood around him, but did not charge him with any kind of crimes I suspected. Instead, they had some issues with him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, but who Paul claimed was alive. Since I was at a loss how to investigate this controversy, I asked if he were willing to go to Jerusalem and there stand trial on these charges. And when Paul appealed that he be held in custody for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty in strength, you who do his bidding. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." So he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said this a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, be patient that this is going back and forth and that. Again, Monday when we start our live, when we start Mass live and everybody's here, we're going to push this back a little bit, and that way this will follow me throughout the whole thing. And now with the new microphone, you'll be able to hear me when I go to the podium and everything else. So be patient that we get all this worked out. Anyway, this is my favorite gospel. Why? Because I used it for my first Mass, and it's always been something where I think is the core of what this is, to follow Jesus. Jesus asked Peter today, he asked you, and he asked me, "Do you love me?" Do you love me? It's so much different. This is the core question we have to respond to Jesus. He invites us into a relationship of love, huh? I remember I was on a priest retreat years ago in Larchmont, New York at the Holy Trinity Retreat Center. And Father Gene Fulton, who's a good, good man, he gave us the retreat. It was one of my best retreats I'd ever been on. And anyway, Father Gene had talked about when he was ordained, and he had just got done here in his first confessions. And as he was kneeling there, making his thanksgiving after his first confessions, a sister came and sat and knelt right next to him. And she says, "Father, can I ask you a question?" And Father Gene says, "Well, sure. What can I do for you, sister?" And she says, "Father, do you love Jesus?" And he was shocked. What do you mean? You know, because, and then he was reflecting on it. He said, "Of course I love Jesus." But then when he was reflecting on it later and he was talking to us, he says, "You know, I was in all those years of seminary, and never once, ever, did anyone ever ask me if I love Jesus." So, you could be ordained a priest and never once being asked if you love Jesus Christ. I entered seminary at 17, and I didn't get ordained until I was 29. Nobody ever asked me once if I loved Jesus. So, Jesus is asking you today, do you love me? And isn't it interesting when he says, "Do you love me?" and Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He doesn't say, "Well, then sit with me all day and be very, very holy and do all the things that I want you to do," even though all that's part of it. But he says three times, "Feed my sheep. Take care of others." So the way we prove and the way we answer that question to Jesus Christ is by the way we live. We take care of others. We feed them. And here he's talking spiritually, but we feed them spiritually, we feed them physically. He's saying, "I want you to give away your life for others." Isn't the way the gospel? When you were young, Peter, you did what you wanted to do, but as you grow older, you're going to put out your hands and someone's going to tie you and take you where you'd rather not go. In this way, he signified the kind of death that Peter would live, die, a death for others. We're called to this death for others every day. So if we're going to answer the question, "Yes, Lord Jesus, you know that I love you," then we do as he asks, "Feed my sheep. Yes, Lord, I'll do anything for you because I love you." May you know his love today and forever.